All right, good evening. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net meets every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz in Boonville, New York. I don't have a script with me, guys, so bear with me. I'm over at the fire department tonight playing. So just a quick reminder, your next monthly meeting will be on June 21st. Anyone is welcome to attend or without a radio license, and that's fine. This is an informal net. We encourage all hands to check in. And, of course, emergency traffic has priority at all times. Is there any emergency traffic before I continue? Come now, please. Okay, just a quick reminder. If no one does start the net promptly at 9 o'clock or a few minutes after, you're encouraged to take control of the net. And the net preamble is on the website at www.boonvillearc.com. Okay, right now we're going to open the floor up really quickly for those with portable, battery, or mobile stations. Come now, please. Okay, since I seem to be the only station here on Echolink at this point, I'll move forward. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now open the floor for all stations. Come now, please.
Good evening, Kevin James. This is N2PFM. Good evening again. Good evening.
Okay, N2PFM, George, how are things up your way? Did you have a sunny day, or did you kind of get some mixed weather your way, some more thunderstorms?
Well, good evening, Kevin James, and anyone else out there on the net. No, we had no thunderstorms at all today, mostly sunny day. Got up to 81 degrees, got down to 46 last night. The temperature range right now is 63 degrees. Yesterday, however, even with the thunderstorms, picking up my computer from KC2WI, and on the way home, boy, the thunderstorms came fierce, and lightning all over the place, and turned out it zapped my the modem, and I was told by Frontier it would take about 3 to 5 business days till I get another modem. We checked it, obviously we tried it and found it was the modem. It got zapped. And I was hoping to get a hold of KC2WI to find out if I could borrow a modem from them. Well, I don't know if they're compatible with Frontier or not, that's the only thing. So I was hoping to hear from him, but I guess he's busy and whatever. And know of anyone else who has a modem I could borrow. I don't know if they're huge, expensive, rare things to buy or whatever. I have no idea. I never know if to buy one, so I don't know. With that, we'll say God bless and 73s and 2PFM clear.
Okay, yeah, George. I was going to say, if I remember it, I think I was watching some of that foul weather come through, and it looked like it was coming in from the north and the east and kind of backing its way down through, because there's like two low pressures right now on the eastern seaboard, and they seem to be kind of like barreling the precipitation around them. And unfortunately, down in Pennsylvania, they keep getting hit with rain. I mean, every time I look on the radar summary, you know, our good friend Bill down there in Pennsylvania seems to be getting hit all the time. So, yeah, it looks like I got 65 degrees on the outside here, some clouds overhead in Oneonta. I'm actually at Pinder's Corners, so I'm just east of Oneonta a little bit tonight. We had a high of 75, and a gorgeous day out there today. I had no complaints whatsoever, so, yeah, not bad at all. Yeah, we're just commissioning a new truck into our department here, so we're trying to get it up and set and ready to go. So, all right, I'll move forward and throw another call out for any other stations out there. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any and all stations. Come now, please.
I am AOW. Good evening, Kevin and George. Anyone else on frequency?
WA2U.
And 2 OIQ.
2QQY.
Okay, we gathered a few more there. We got N5AOW, Bob, WA2U, John, N2OYQ, I can't read my own writing, apologize, Dan, and NC2QQR. I think that might be Chuck. When we get back to you, I'll have you verify that. We're going to start at the top of the list. N5AOW, Bob, how are things out your way?
Just great, Kevin, N5AOW, and hello to the group. Good day today. Got out and played some golf, got out on the motorcycle. But sadly enough, and I hate to admit it, I ran out of fuel. Luckily, I turned it to reservoir or whatever. Anyway, it got me home, and I got it across the street, filled up with fuel, and I'm in good shape. Then we went out on the lake after dinner and enjoyed a trip around the lake with the dog. First time with the dog in the boat, so. But in response to George, I don't know if it'll work for him. I've got a Scientific Atlanta modem, brand new in the box. Installation CD with it. Whatever else comes with it, I couldn't tell you. But it's here. You can have it. It's free. If it works for you, go for it. Other than that, don't really have a whole lot to report. Weather was good. I think I looked out. At one point, it was 78, somewhere around there. 78 point something, and nice day overall. I had a blast today. I just went out. I played 9 holes and one extra one, and that worked out good. And enjoyed the motorcycle ride. I was intent on getting it inspected, but wasn't able to do that. The man that normally does it was closed, but no big deal. Another day and another trip, and that's okay. So back to you, Kevin. Everyone have a fine evening. 7-3 to all. N5AOW. Back to net control.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, the reserve on the motorcycle is always handy. I usually try not to find it if I don't have to, but when it's there and you need it, it is a blessing to have. I've got a 1975 Honda Goldwing that I rebuilt from two frames and three motors with a buddy of mine several years back, and it's been my prized toy, and I'm hoping to get it serviced and out on the road here soon myself. So maybe one of our next meetings, if I'm lucky enough, I might ride it up to share with you guys so you can kind of take a peek at it. All right, WA2U, John, how are things over on the Hinckley Reservoir tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin James, and everybody on frequency, the assembled multitude on frequency and those listening. 62 degrees here at the northeast on the Hinckley Reservoir. Went off the radio a couple days. Let's see, what do we do? Saturday, got a lot of time taking lumber into the, we loaded up our, my friend's mule. We had quite a bit of lumber. And he had an extension up, but the lumber was, some of it was pressure treated or the new stuff. There was enough that broke one of the cables on the tailgate, so we dispensed it, so we got to unload all the lumber. And he went home and got his truck, and then we got to load the truck, and then we drove the truck into camp, and then we unloaded the truck, so we got our work out. And he cut some wood up, and while he was doing that, I moved some 90-pound, large chimney blocks around, because I want to build a deck. You know, it's funny, I'll move one. By the time I was done, I'd move like 8 of them, but... So, they're in place. I want to build a deck on the camp and got all the wood for that. And I got some extra wood here for the house. And on Saturday morning, the Lowe's truck rolled up with about 200 bags of organic topsoil. Kathy wanted for some of the raised beds, so I'm thinking, well, cheap, it was like $70 to deliver it, and it was a beautiful thing. came up with a flatbed truck and he had a forklift on it, and the guy made like 3 trips over, and pallets were there, and he had one of those fancy new forklifts that, you know, zero turn things, and only had 3 wheels on it. But I'm thinking that would take a whole lot more of energy, so that got done Saturday too. And we took in a big propane cylinder to camp and got that in the back of the camp. I haven't hooked it up, but it's sitting on the bricks where it needs to be, and it's all good. So we had a busy day, very busy day Saturday. Cleared some stuff out where the other raised beds are going and things of that nature. All the lawnmower was out and listened to quite a bit of music Saturday into Sunday morning. I don't know how many CDs went through, but some old vintage stuff, some old Deep Purple stuff that was reissued, and sounded good on the system here. So enjoyed that. Kathy played out in the dirt today getting ready for the potatoes. Got them all, at least got the trenches going for them. And got some other projects. I did some inside stuff today and did some stuff with the old digital stuff and transferring information onto cartridges, and got all that squared away too. So did some ordering, confirmed some orders and things of that nature. Just kept busy with that. Kathy's watching one of her favorite shows, the Antique Roadshow. So they've got a lot of interesting things on there. So waiting to hear reports from the most recent Dayton Hamvention, to see what there's a couple digital sources you can search out. One is the American Radio Relay League has a audio feed. It used to be when I was an official bulletin station, the American Radio Relay League, they did it by, you could do it with telephone, but now they have a digital report, so the league provides that. I believe that's with Rick Lindquist. Then Hap Holly, KC9RP, does a thing called the Rain Report, or the Rain Dial. It used to be the Rain Dial-Up. He usually goes to the Dayton Hamvention with his wife, Stephanie, and he goes around and does a lot of interviews. And then there's Amateur Radio Newsline. So those are about 3 sources. And you can get on the internet and get the audio feed. And if you weren't at the Ham Fest, by the time you get done listening to all that, you'll feel as though you've been there. So turn it back over to you, Kevin James. Hopefully your new acquisition is working out fine there, and all polished and shiny. You know, when it's all shiny and polished up, it always works better, right? WATU, back to now.
Okay, John, sounds like you've been pretty busy there. As a matter of fact, I'll throw something interesting out there. I happened to be watching Family Entertainment TV earlier tonight, and it was the episode with Herman Munster being a ham radio operator, and I think his call sign was like W6XLR4, and I just thought that was kind of cute. And actually, you can go online and look that up, and it does mention something about that being Herman Munster's call sign. So whether it's legit or not, I highly doubt it, but it was just something cute that was out there. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. I'd share that with you guys. All right, I'll move down the list here really quick into OIQ. Dan, what are you up to tonight?
Hi, good evening. Kevin James, and I'm out in the nest this evening, and 2OIQ here. Well, after camping, moved in up to Whitaker Park, town of Martinsburg, the south side of Martinsburg, here this afternoon, and I'm going to be up there until after Labor Day, Memorial Day weekend. So it's going to be some good camping weather, so we should probably take advantage of it. So that's what we're doing right now, and I'm going to have some popcorn here in a minute, and then go from there. But it's a gorgeous day today, and more coming, so that'd be good. Back to Kevin James. That's it from here. And 2 there.
Okay, Dan, yeah, I'm glad things are working out for you there. This is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Move down the list here. I believe I have the call sign right, KC2QQR, and forgive me, I just cannot remember your name, so if you can clarify your call for me and give me your first name, and I'll add you to my list. Go ahead.
This is Kilowatt Charlie 2, Quebec, Quebec Romeo, KC2QQR, and my first name is Chuck. Glad to hear everybody in here tonight, and had a good day today, and it was actually warmer than I thought it was going to be outside. I was in Utica for most of the day today, and wound up getting to around 81 over there, 81, 82. And it sure was beautiful with that sun and everything. It was the birds tweeting and, you know, the green grass. And it was just a wonderful day out there. Not really unusual, but I guess it's about average for this time of the year. So maybe a little above average. But I'll take it. I'm not complaining, that's for sure. Because we've had plenty of cold days around here, and it's about time it's finally getting warmer around here. Sure takes a toll on me when it's freezing cold outside, and you got to go work outside and deal with it. Sure is nice these days. So, anyways, other than that, I had a good day, and hope everyone else had a good day today. And with that, I'll say 7-3s, and everyone have a good evening, a good day tomorrow. KC2QQR back to net control.
Okay, Chuck, yeah, I'm glad. I thought that was you. I just didn't want to take a stab and get it wrong, so I'm glad you clarified that for me. So, yeah, it sounds like you had a fun day, too, out there. Like I said, I did sneak out back in my apartment for a little bit, and was out checking out the park behind my house, so that was nice. All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
Okay, KC2WI, Pete, the floor is all yours. What have you been fixing or dealing with today?
Well, I guess it's time to put the screen in my back door. I don't think I'll do it tonight. Got to dig it out of the garage. Probably going to leave the windows open tonight. It's 63 outside and 80 inside. The high was 80. No, it's 70 inside. Seems warmer than that. The high inside was 74. That's interesting. So it gets to 80 degrees here. Well, I should have just gone early this morning. It was really beautiful. But I had some things to do. And then just about when I decided I'm getting out of here, I got a phone call. And I waited for somebody to come and drop a computer off, so I didn't get out till 11. But I went over to my second attempt up to Woodhull Mountain and find the geocache up there, which I couldn't do the first time because my batteries were dead. And it was not as warm as the first time there a few weeks ago. It was 85 or something, I think. It was definitely hotter. And today, the sun was out nice and bright, and I got in the car, but boy, I think by the time I got down to the Moose River Road, it was getting cloudy, and I was wondering, but it was in and out. That was actually perfect, where the sun wasn't out bright all the time. So I did that, mountain biked over to the end of the road, went the supposed 1.2 miles, which seems it's got to be longer. I made a track on the GPS, so I'm going to see what the track says. Came back, went down to the Moose River, the South Branch, a real nice spot. And then I was going to go down another spot, and I found this trail. And for the first part of it, you can actually mountain bike it.
But then it got really bad, and I decided, well, I'm going to try. This is going to go over the hill, and it really is hard to tell on the little GPS screen. It showed a trail, which I thought was going to come out on the road. But actually, this little trail that didn't show that I was on, it's obviously an old, old logging road. The first part was had it been cleared, I think must be the Adirondack League Club marked some of those trails, even if they're not on League Club land. It's kind of funny, they don't want anybody on their land, but I guess they think it's okay to write to mark it on the state land. Either that or it is their land, but they always post everything, so I don't think so. Anyway, so it got worse and worse, but at that point I said, well, if I go back, I'm going to go back the wrong way, and then 3 miles on the road, I'm going to go over the mountain here. And I had a marker on the trail that was telling me it was only, you know, 0.3 mile away, but the trail just kept going up the hill, not to the thing that looked like it might be a road. When I got to it, it wasn't road. It was about 0.6 mile out to the main road out to Big Woodhull. And then that was an easy to the car. And then I went to the lake. Really nice. Only thing is, it's nice to have the sun at the end of the day, and you're on the. It's probably a western shore, northwestern shore, so you don't get any sun. It was on the opposite side, but I took a. I won't call it a swim, but I washed off in the lake. It was cold. The water was cold, but it was so warm, you could tell it was warm out, because even though the water was cold, it'd get out and, you know, within a couple of minutes, or not cold, so it was pretty warm. And so that was nice, and a leisurely drive back home. So that's majority of what I did today. I got a lot of exercise, which was the objective, although I didn't get much done here. So that's the scoop here. I don't know what I'm going to do the next couple, 3 days. I really have work to do, but I might try and get one more of these nice days. I think tomorrow's going to be nice, and Wednesday's going to be a little rainy. And then who knows, the weekend. You can't predict that far ahead. So I like this early spring, early, you know, pre-summer stuff. When the leaves aren't quite out on the trees, you can see where you're going in the woods. There's no, usually not people around, and, you know, trails are kind of getting black flies, although hiking they weren't bad. It was only really stopped in certain places. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Boy, it sounds like you had a lot going on today. I know I'm kind of debating about my screen doors because it's been just about warm enough here that I'd like to do the same thing, get things set so I can get some outside air in on the overnights here when it's nice out like that. So, all right, I'll throw out another call there for any other last-minute check-ins, or we'll even open the floor for any comments or queries. This is KD2FM, Net Control. Come now, please.
FM2BFM, with one for KC2WI.
WAT with a comment.
And KC2NBU, one more for the count.
Okay, nice call up there. All right, Ray, I acknowledge you, KC2NBU. N2PFM, I guess you wanted to ask KC2WI something really quick. And John, I have you in here, 2WA2U, so hang tight. I'll be right back with you. N2PFM, go ahead with your question.
Yes, KC2WI from N2PFM. Can I give you a landline?
Yeah. After the net, give me a call.
Okay, that's a roger. End of it, I'll give you a landline. Thank you. God bless. N2PFM clear.
Okay, KC2NBU, hang in there, Ray. WA2U, go ahead really quick with what you had to share.
Sure. Ray wants, if you want Ray to go, I can wait. I've had my turn.
It's up to you, Kevin James.
Yeah, okay, we can go ahead and let Ray jump in there, and then I'll come back to you, John. KC2NBU, Ray, go ahead. How are you doing today?
Doing good. I've got 66 degrees up on the hill here. Got beat up by my chiropractor today. Hopefully I'll feel better tomorrow. It's been a couple months since I've been in to see him.
Yeah, okay, Ray. Yeah, I have to admit, chiropractor can be a very good thing. I had a good one here. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed anymore because the damage to my back is not going to be turned around by anything simple at this point, so I just live with what I have. All right, we'll move back to John, WA2U. Go ahead with what you had to share.
Yeah, okay. Good to hear some other people joining us, and Mike's about to make the offer of a modem there. That's an old-fashioned amateur radio kind of thing. I did the same thing on Saturday. Had a lot of stuff here. Gave it all to Kathy, and they took it to the garden club and made a lot of people happy and made me happy, too, because got rid of a lot of stuff here. But anyway, just a thought with the weather changing. I thought of this actually last night, and, you know, with the oncoming great weather that we're having, we also have things called thunder and lightning storms. And a lot of people have, they get all these different arresters and power strips and all this nonsense, and it's all good, but the only way, and if you've been around long enough, the only way to protect yourself from lightning is to completely unplug your system. And for some of us that do not have cable, unfortunately, we're stuck with the RG11 plugs. I guess that's how the thing, I think it's an RG45 in it, but RG11. If you got a phone line coming into your modem, guess what? You got a path for all kinds of interesting things. And it doesn't have to be close by. It can be a long ways away, and the amount of current and voltage that can get through even a simple telephone wiring, well, you wouldn't want to be holding on to the end of it. So I guess we're into that stage of the time when if you notice a storm, there's a good chance of storm coming. The best way to protect your equipment is unplug the coaxial cable, unplug something from the wall, and your computers. Otherwise, you're the roll of the dice. I used to do a TV doctor show with Phil Lambrinas years ago, WA2IMX, and every Saturday morning we'd have people calling in, and they said, well, we heard it was a ways away, the thunder and lightning, but guess what? And the intermittent problems that are created with lightning is just incredible. It shows up and then it goes away and shows up. So that's my tip, because sooner or later we'll hear about something that got cooked, fried, or blown up. WA to you, back to that.
Yes, yeah, KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Yeah, John, that's actually not some bad information there, because we are entering thunderstorm season. As a matter of fact, down here on the Oneana repeater, we're trying to get our guys ramped up to be able to handle net control down here in the event of inclement weather, because the National Weather Service does monitor our frequency down in Binghamton, which is our weather center headquarters for our area here. And so we want to be able to be ramped up to handle anything. And unfortunately, with me, if I travel out of town for a week or so, I have to take the time before I leave to disconnect all of my antennas and power, et cetera, because I wouldn't want to take a risk of taking a direct hit or even a static, hit that would come in. So that's always some good advice. All right, KD2FPM, like I said, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, taking further calls or looking for any other comments or queries. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
All right, KC2WI, Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, if I was disconnecting,
I would disconnect the grounds as well. I would have the thing totally floated, everything totally floating. I usually don't do anything. But if I leave, if I leave and it's thunderstorm season, or if I'm here and it gets bad, then I will do that. I haven't disconnected my grounds, but actually that would be the best thing, because who knows if something hits real close, you have potential in the ground. So, and like you say, people with a, nowadays it's a little different. Oh, we're going to unplug the computer. Yeah, but unplug the cable modem or the DSL modem as well. And if you have long runs of Ethernet from one end of the house to the other, wouldn't even hurt to unplug that, because that's an antenna. And I've seen that once or twice. Very strange. I've blown out the network adapter kind of an odd thing, but that's the only thing I could think was some kind of an induced voltage in the cable. KC2WI.
To BFM.
Okay, yeah, very good advice, Pete. Of course, like you said, disconnect everything, because even though you just disconnect power, you have other sources that a static charge can sneak in from. I think I heard N2PFM in there. George, go ahead. This is KD2FPM, net control.
Yes, the problem with the whole thing is I was away. I was down to Pete to pick up a computer, and on the way back, just that little area around by me, it got hit so bad with the torrential rain and lightning dancing all around and all. I had no idea it was going to hit like that before I left. And, of course, not being here, I wasn't able to disconnect anything, and as it zapped out the modem on me. That's a BFM.
Okay, George, yeah. I've seen storms like that myself. As a matter of fact, when I was working for the state doing the statewide wireless network, I've actually seen towers take direct hits of lightning. And I'll tell you what, that gets kind of spooky, especially you're sitting in your vehicle. Normally, as long as it's got a full metal cage around you, not a convertible, but a full metal cage, you're pretty much pretty safe. There's always no guarantee, but the Faraday law of capacitance usually will save you. So that's just a good thing to keep in mind. All right, we'll throw another quick call out. Looking for any other stations, comments, or queries. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KC2WI.
DXF for a second, no Kevin.
Okay, we got a call there of AB2DXF and KC2WI Pete. Do you have something quick to throw in there, Fast Pete?
Yeah, real quick, I just wanted to mention that Dennis N2LBT is still looking for more people for the communications for the Black Fly Challenge, which is second Saturday in June, which I believe is the 11th. That's a fun event. That weekend is also the ARRL VHF QSO party, by the way, so that's kind of a fun thing to do, especially if you can get on some kind of a high spot with 2 meters, 6 meters, whatever. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, keep reminding us of that, because that might be something that others might be interested in, too. So, all right, we'll move down here quick. 82DXF, I did not catch your name, but go ahead. You've got the floor.
Name here is Matthew. Didn't really have anything to add, just sitting here talking around.
Okay, Matthew, yeah, welcome to the Black River Valley ServiceNet. We meet 9 o'clock every night, and we have kind of like a round table. You know, we just kind of chat back and forth. As you can kind of see the format here a little bit, I don't know how long you've been listening, so you're more than welcome to join us at any time. You know, we always look for check-ins. All right, any other comments or queries or late check-ins? Come now, please. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Okay, I'll make this a final call. Final call for last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet at 21:38 local time. I'd like to thank everyone who checked in tonight. And let's see, we had 8 stations, N2PFM George, N5AOW Bob, WA2U John, N2OYQ Dan, KC2QQR Chuck, KC2WIP, KC2NBU Ray, AB2DXF, and that was Matthew. Thank you guys for all checking in, and for those that listened on their scanners tonight, we appreciate you hanging out with us. And like I always say, if you're interested in becoming a ham, contact the club member and we can help you out and get you rolling. All right, I'm going to return the frequency back to normal and regular amateur use. I will say 7-3. This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. Take care, guys. KD2FPM will be clear.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hey, thank you for your check-in. This is Jackson.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in for Octen. Negative, good evening, Octen.
Kevin, long time no talk, good evening to you. KD2FPM, got you in there. This is Octen. This is KD2DXF, are you on?
Oh, yeah.
Oneida County traffic, yeah. Looking for further stations.
This is A2A.
Station, you're awful static. Hey, I believe that was A2A, correct me if I'm wrong. Static is anyone closer to Moro that can translate?
Check-in. I got you in there. This is Octa. N5AOW, good evening, Matthew. No traffic.
N5AOW, how are you doing, Bob? Side note, I finally got around to repairing that radio. Works great now, thank you. This is Zach, I'm making a final call. KD2DXO. Nothing further heard. Thank you for the Vogel Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater tonight. And returning to the W2MO control frequency. Have a good night. KD2DXO.